Welcome to Art Talk Live. I'm your host, Julia Noyes, from the Noyes Art Gallery. I'm interviewing artists for your listening pleasure. Haven't you ever wondered why artists do what they do or what inspires them? So here we are, live, to give you the inside scoop.
Hello, welcome back to Art Talk Live. This is Lynette Fast, and I'm at Noyes Art Gallery every second Friday of each month and bringing you lots of interesting information about artists. You know, who they are, what their life is, what do they do, what do they think. And I am so excited to share with you today a newer painter that we have here at Noyes Gallery. Jason Ehlers has been here for, about a year now? 6 months? I can't remember.
4 months, I think.
Yeah. Just 4 months?
Yeah.
Oh,
I guess October.
Jason has really settled in here at Noyes Gallery at 119 South 9th Street and loves to be a part of the gallery as a regular at our events. And so you really should come by and meet him and see his paintings. He's an acrylic pour painter. However, he does a lot to those pieces in order to create different. You would see in Jason's work some techniques that you might not see in other people's work. And latest, I've seen him assembling some of his canvases in configurations, which makes them quite interesting. Let's dig in here with Jason and learn a little bit more about him. So I like to start out, Jason, by asking everybody to tell us about the first time you remember thinking of yourself as an artist, like that, oh, I'm an artist.
Probably the time where I was just found myself painting and I wasn't concerned about money I would make, or impressing other people. It was more about just creating something unique for mm-hmm. other people, you know, that they would enjoy.
Just to create.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I didn't honestly paint a damn thing till up until 3 years ago. My entire life, I can't draw a stick figure for the life of me, but I'm very good at mixing colors and I've got a good eye for what blends together really well.
So. Mm-hmm. So 3 years ago, you started this journey. What were you doing before that? What was your childhood and your life before this?
I was into music and always loved outdoors, camping, and lived in Colorado for a while, and I just always loved being out in nature, you know, and I think that feeds a lot of inspiration for just the way I see art and stuff like that. And then I tried done every single job under the sun, probably.
And you have come back to art now.
Yep. I did some college, but I graduated very unique. Like, I went to a scuba diving instructor school in my 20s in the Florida Keys. And I learned how to teach scuba diving. And that showed me a part of the world that most people never get to see, that beauty. And it again feeds inspiration to me for mm-hmm. it. But got married, had a daughter, and did construction for quite a long time, and that kind of got my building stuff. Whenever I needed something, I would usually build it myself.
You'd make
it. Create it, yeah, like workbenches or tools or anything, you know. And I saw a whole bunch of styles of art and kind of dabbled a little bit with resin in the beginning, and then I started messing with acrylics, and I really loved the acrylics, and I just didn't want to copy other people. You know, I use techniques that, like you said, I see from other people, but I like to mix things that, and create stuff that I've never seen before, and push the envelope, and sometimes I get a brown mess at the end, you know, but most of the time, like whenever I do a painting, I usually have the main project that I'm envisioned and planned, and sometimes I'll mull over that for weeks, how to do it, what I'm going to use, and then when it comes to the moment of painting, I'll scrap all that and just wing it, and I always do at least one or two other paintings with all the leftover paint I have from the first project, and those are completely spontaneous. And I just do whatever, and sadly, those are the ones that usually turn out the most amazing, and the one I plan for weeks, I don't like as much. But I'd like to learn how to use brushes and improve my artistic skill down the line. But like right now, I usually just do pouring, and I've kind of messed around with 3D art and furniture too. So I don't really limit myself to one thing or the other, you know.
Do you think of yourself as a sculptor too, then? You said you build furniture.
Not really, like as far as clay or any kind of like that medium, I build my own furniture, and then I collect figurines from the comics world, and I make scenes in them.
Diorama-like? Diorama, yeah. And you create the whole scenery background. My gosh.
I've done a number of those, and I really haven't found an avenue to sell them or anything. I just kind of enjoy creating them, you know, like.
Yeah.
But I did one from It, Pennywise, the clown. I did a backdrop with the painting I did. And
oh, your painting becomes part of the scenery.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then I did another one where Spider-Man, and I took all the characters and made a web out of like these iron rings, and looks pretty unique. But but those are more fun than anything, you know. I'm sure someday I'll find a way to get them out to people, you know. But like I started a business called Custom Illusion Art a couple of years ago, and got an LLC, and I really like when people like show me like pictures of their place or the specific colors that they like, and then I can unique or custom make it to fit their areas, you know, in feng shui or whatever. That I would like the challenge of.
That's a great commission approach.
Yeah.
Where you get to see someone's space, but you have that creative license to do what you visualize in the space for them.
I tell them, I ask them kind of a basic idea of design wise what they want, but I tell them, there's no completely predicting everything that's gonna come out, but I also tell them, like, if you don't like it, I'll sell it to somebody else and try again for you, you know. So
awesome.
I've learned there's some paintings that I've done that I can't stand, but other people love, you know. So beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and you're always your own worst critic. So it's nice to see that other people see things, and there's some paintings I've done where I hate it, and then I see it in a picture, and I see part of it that I didn't see before from a certain angle, and that really learned to appreciate my own work, you know. But what I like about abstract is everybody sees something different in my paintings, you know.
So. Well, I've written a few notes down here. I want to go back and address a couple topics. Sure. So we're talking with Jason Ehlers, and as you've heard, he's had quite an adventure of coming upon being an artist, working many other jobs, a scuba instructor, oh my gosh. But that connection with nature seems to continue to come up again and again. And needing to work with your hands and needing to create is always a part of whatever's going on in your mind. As I describe your work, I would say color combinations are a huge part of what you have going on. But that open exploration of not worrying about what's going to happen is always most important in your work. And you can see that when you look at Jason's work, there's unexpected things. And it's cool because it makes it unique. It gives it that spontaneous, kind of inspired look. And I really hope you'll come into Noya's Art Gallery at 119 South 9th Street and take a look at Jason's work. Interestingly enough, he's mentioned a background in music. And I understand that he kind of creates his music the same way he creates his art. It's spontaneous. It's just inspired. And Jason actually plays for some of our public events, and you can hear him sharing his music too. A very creative and I would just say very open-minded artist all the way around.
I would say my music's a gift and a curse. Like I can play a song out of thin air, but I can never play it again. Like it doesn't work like that.
The music just flows through you.
Yeah.
And maybe the art does that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a muse that's coming out through your hands and through your mind and through your eyes.
I'd really love to do like giant corporate art. At some point. Like I have ideas. But
yeah.
Those take money too. So.
Yeah, you've got a lot of ideas. Wonderful. Well, as we take a look at your art here at Noyes Art Gallery. I hope people will come in and join us. Do you have events or shows or things coming up that here at Noyes that you're going to be debuting some more new pieces in?
I have my new pieces up right now, but I'm over at St. Paul's Lutheran Church.
St. Paul's United Methodist.
Yeah, Methodist.
Yeah, downtown here. So, about 13th and...
Yeah, so I don't know if you have to be a member of the church to go in and see them, but like they'll be there all month long.
Yes.
And I also work at Cappy's Bar and Grill, and my boss lets me have an entire wall that I so I have a gallery at home, I have a gallery at work, I have galleries wherever I can put them.
You have a lot of work. You do. Yeah. You can tell that your mind is just going and creating all the time, inspired.
That's what happens when your kid grows up and you have a lot of spare time.
Well, I'm glad because you're putting out beautiful pieces.
I appreciate it.
Your inspirations with sculpture, too. There's just so much coming out of you. I'm glad that you have so many great supporters and places to keep your art and have it available for people to look at. Well, thank you very much, Jason. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Lynn.
And as I said, every second Friday, you can listen in live at Noya's Art Gallery at 119 South 9th Street as we record these podcasts and listen about the life of artists and what artists do, and join us again at kzum.org/arttalklive, and periodically one of our episodes will pop up on 89.3 FM. So there are several places that you can catch up with us. Join us again. We look forward to sharing with you.
This is Julia Noyes from the Noyes Art Gallery, and this has been Art Talk Live. I want to especially thank Lila Cho for her original violin composition that she did special for us. Tune in again. We'll be looking for you.